Order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Vic Fisher is excused from the call but is present.
Every stand for the invocation.
This morning's meditation is taken from Psalm 33. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholds all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looks upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart alike. He considers all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon all them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Their soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Amen.
We'll stand at ease for the correctness of the journal for the previous day.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 18th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 18th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, journal certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I am really not introducing a guest. I'm introducing somebody who's in our midst. Today is Jay King's 21st birthday, and I want to congratulate him.
Happy birthday. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There is a message from the House.
Message of January 20, the House passed CS Senate Bill 133, Judiciary, amended with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 133, Judiciary, making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser statute's effective date and return for consideration.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 113. The trouble with these reviser statutes are they're awfully heavy going, and I wouldn't want anybody to buy a pig in a poke or just take my word for it, but between the among Senator Ray, my staff, and the reviser of statutes, we have examined what the House did with a fine-tooth comb, and we are all reasonably satisfied that the bill is in order. Should there be any objections or any questions, there's no objection whatsoever to holding the bill over for as many legislative days as need be. So, in an attempt to fly on faith, I'll ask unanimous consent.
It is a vote, this with the change of rules. Question is, shall Committee Substitute Senate Bill 133 be adopted by the Senate House Committee Substitute? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted this morning? Have all members voted?
Senator Mulcahy.
Senator Mulcahy. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent.
Has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 133, Judiciary, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection. So ordered, effective date clause has been adopted.
That was the only House message today.
Are there communications this morning?
There is a communication dated January 25 from Harold Reynolds, Jr., Commissioner, Department of Education. In accordance with the Community School Act of 1980, I am forwarding for your consideration the report of local community schools monitored during this FY83. I trust that this information will meet with your approval and that you will feel free to contact the department if you have any questions. The report is on Annette Island, Craig, Fairbanks, Haynes, Iditarod, Quawak, Ketchikan, Nanana, Skagway, Unalaska, and Wrangell. This report will be on file. That is the only communication.
There are reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered, pardon me, Committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 21 LNC, requesting the governor to designate March 11, 1684 as Alaska Employ the Older Worker Week, and recommends that it be calendared on January 27. Signed, Senator Fake's chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ferguson, and Kelly. This resolution does appear on today's calendar. That is the only standing committee report.
Are there any reports, special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for introduction, first reading, and reference.
Senate Bill number 382 by Senators Ferguson and Sackett, an act relating to the payment of costs of post-mortem examinations, autopsies, embalming, and related services, and providing for an effective date.
Going to Senate to Finance, but if the Health, Education, Social Services Chairman wishes it, please request it. I do not think it's a significant matter for Hess. You may proceed.
Senate Bill number 383 by Senator Ferguson, an act making special appropriations to the Departments of Law and Education for miscellaneous claims and providing for an effective date.
These are court-settled cases, is my understanding. I'm going to send the bill straight to Finance. The Judiciary Chairman desires to look them over. Just let me know another day.
Senate Bill number 384 by Senators Ferguson, Kelly, Rohde, Vic Fisher, Fakes, and Josephson, an act relating to food banks.
Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 385 of the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary, and Finance.
Senate Bill number 386 for the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Displaced Homemakers Program and providing for an effective date.
The statement is zero fiscal note, no fiscal ramification. State Affairs Committee, Finance Chairman may wish to look at it, but I will accept the fiscal note right now. State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 387 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to state employment.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill number 388 by Senator Sackett, an act making a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the City of McGrath for the McGrath Greenhouse Project and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Those are the new bills, Mr. President.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, please read the calendar.
Committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 21, LNC, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, requesting the governor to designate March 11 through 16, 1984, as Alaska Employ the Older Worker Week. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Rohde, and Ray.
Resolution before you for debate. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 21 as amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
The resolution has been adopted by the Senate. Next item of business is a citation. Secretary, read the citation.
Citation in memoriam, Oris O. Anderson, by Representatives Furness, Barnes, Ward, Phillips, and Hayes, and Senators Hallford and Kelly.
Citation is before you. Senator Ray.
Move the citation calendar to be approved as read.
Objection. Citation has been adopted by the Senate. We're down to unfinished business this morning. Are there items on unfinished business? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent to waive Senate Bill 364, an act making special appropriation DOT, PF, and to certain communities and municipalities for erosion control projects and feasibility studies, and providing for an effective date to the Finance Committee from Transportation.
Without objection, we have the floor, Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, with the consent of the prime sponsor, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 375.
Objection. Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Are there committee meetings this morning? Senator Ray, Judiciary.
Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30, longevity bonus.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, Resources Committee will be meeting this afternoon at 3 for the briefing from Natural Resources. You've been, that's been posted. On Monday at 3 in the Belts Room, we'll be hearing Senate Bill 349, an act relating to recreational activities in state parks, and Senate Joint Resolution 31 relating to the capture of the, oh, that word's gone, the whales in the Alaskan waters. Orca.
Senator Ray?
The, all Senate members and their staffs are cordially invited to an open house today between 4 and 7 at the offices of the Legislative Reporting Service. That's room 303 of the Assembly Building over here. Kim Ann and the crew look forward to seeing all of you, and I'd appreciate if you'd come by and share a little good cheer with them. The Russians' New Year's Ball will be held tonight at Centennial Hall beginning at 8:30 p.m., but the reception to be held at Mayor Elmer's house has been canceled due to road conditions.
Senator Johnson, are you seeking the floor?
Yes, Mr. President. The Hess Committee meets jointly with the... The Hess Committee meets jointly with the House Hess Committee today at 3 o'clock to hear a presentation by the Governor's Council for the Handicapped and Gifted. We are, I'm delighted to say, making progress on the smoking bill. And any senator interested should contact me in writing. I've also distributed announcements of finance subcommittee meetings on transportation and public services for next week, which will be held jointly with Chairman Fritz and his House Finance Subcommittee on the same department.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, the Transportation Committee will continue meeting in the Courtroom A for a continuation of our overall railroad bills with the panel, and we'll also have a teleconference this afternoon at 3 to 6 on the railroad bills.
Could a member of the Audit Committee tell me whether that has been released? You have the floor.
All audits considered yesterday were released, and we adjourned to the call of the chair.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings? Items of special orders this morning. Senator Ziegler has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to discuss such things as ships and shoes and sealing wax, cabbages, kings.
You have the floor, Senator Ziegler.
Also
no
percentages,
objection.
Odds, and maybe even averages. The other night, Mr. President, I was reading a book by a learned guy who discussed such things as odds and the law of probabilities, the law of averages, and so on. And to try to distinguish between the among these things, he said that, for example, if you flip a coin and it comes down 7 times in a row heads, that the odds still remain the same that on the 8th throw, you've got a 50-50 chance that it'll come down tails or heads, right? And I think the law of averages generally falls into that same category. But, oh, the law of probabilities says it's got to come down tails on that 8th throw. So bearing all that in mind and moving right along, in the next chapter, this gentleman said that you're making a better than even money bet that out of a random sampling of 30 people, 2 of them will share the same birth date. And I'm a mathematical spastic, which I frankly concede and always have. But that seems improbable to me. So with your leave, sir, I'd like to conduct an experiment to see whether or not he was right.
You have the floor.
First of all, is there anybody in the gallery who was born on January 27th? If so, please stand. Is there any senator who was born on this date? Well, there's about 30 people, and I guess we have one birthday that we know of. But Peggy, do you have anybody on your staff who was born today? Well, I guess the author was in. Wait a minute. Is there anybody else who shares a birthday today? If so, take 3 paces forward. We've already acknowledged Jay's birthday. Joanna Van Slyke is an old pal of mine, and she is the stepdaughter of my aide, Guy Van Dorn. She's turned 18 today. Jay.
Thank you, Senator Ziegler. Very interesting. You have the floor, Senator, right?
No other business to come before the Senate?
11.
On this 19th day, which means we have 81 left. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, January 30th.